I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians in India are excited about their new government's opposition to religious extremism. It's already passed a law in response to last year's persecution in Orissa, so says Dave Stravers of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India.
We are hearing from virtually all the corners of India about openness, response, people being baptized by the thousands, even the tens of thousands. And it just appears to us that all the conditions are ripe for a wonderful, massive movement to Christ in India.
Next, around the world, poverty often forces women to make negative life choices. Global Action's Emily Voorhees says their outreach comes alongside individual women to give them microloans and skills training. Once their business takes off, the loan is paid back so that other women can be helped. Many women come to Christ through the program.
In fact, I would say 100% of them. Because one of the things I think that is beautiful about the program is that we're not just telling them that God loves them. We are going and showing them that God's love in us is reaching out to them and helping them feed their children.
You can help. Our website gives you details. And a radio station in Indonesia is using pigs to spread the gospel. The Hindu population was not friendly to the Christian radio ministry until Far East Broadcasting Company began a micro-enterprise project in the area. Pigs provide food for poor families, as well as for basic needs like school expenses. Each family passes on two piglets to another needy family. And now the radio station has a better relationship with the community, so pray that more people will respond to its gospel broadcasting. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.